Tonight is the eve of the feast of St. Michael, St. Gabriel, and St. Raphael, Saturday, September the 27th, in the year of our Lord, 1975. We are temporarily having the vigils on the site of the Vatican Pavilion, blessed by Pope Paul, formerly part of the New York World's Fairgrounds in Flushing, Long Island.
The sky is very dark, but there are shimmering lights of a very deep blue. Seems to be parting the sky in several places. The long blue lights now are coming to a point straight ahead of us over Our Lady's statue. Oh, now the sky seems to be opening up. It's like a rivulet, a cascade of beautiful, silvery, diamond-like clusters of crystal clear. I don't know how to explain it. As though the light has given out slivers of crystal clear, diamond-like, oh, graces. A voice is now saying, "Graces, my child." Oh, now coming through the sky, I can see, oh, Michael, I recognize Michael. And now behind him, from the other two points of blue light with the shimmering borders, are two other figures. Oh, Gabriel and Raphael, oh, I recognize. Now they're standing all together. Now Michael is coming forward. He's holding his balance, the golden balance, in his right hand. And a very long sword in his left. And Michael is extending the balance. My child, the balance has become heavily to the left. It is a sign that much reparation shall be needed. The course of mankind is heading straight to the abyss. Many shall be called, but few shall be chosen. Through countless years of earth's time, the Queen of Heaven has come to your earth to bring you a warning from the Eternal Father. As in the past, you follow a course of blindness. You have hardened your hearts to the truth, preferring the delusion set upon you by Satan. You must now remove this blindness from your hearts, for your time is growing short. There have been set upon earth many voice boxes issuing the warnings from heaven. How many of you have listened and followed the course given by the Queen of Heaven to you for the salvation of your souls and the souls of those in your care? Have you gathered your graces to use them selfishly, or have you proceeded under the direction of the Queen of Heaven to share these graces in searching throughout your world? only just punishment. Now Michael is coming closer to us. He's coming forward. And he's holding up now the balance. He's passed the balance until it's suspended now by itself in the air. And he's now grasping his spear. It's a very long spear. Now I can see the end, the handle, has a cross on the handle, a very large cross. Now Michael is pointing the sword like spear. It's a sword now because the handle seems to be much larger than when I first saw it. He's pointing it downward now. Now Gabriel is coming over. He's standing now and coming from the sky. There's a very strange-looking instrument, like a horn. It's a long tube-like golden instrument with a wide circular base. Now Raphael is coming over, and he's now touching the shoulder of Gabriel. He's saying to Gabriel, I can hear them. Wait, my brother, for the time has not come to blow your horn. The Eternal Father has set the day and the hour. Now it's growing quite dark, and now Michael is coming forward, but Gabriel and Raphael are going over to the left side, our left side, and they're standing just above the trees. Now Michael is pointing upward to the sky. Oh, now the sky is opening up. Oh, it's a beautiful circular light. I can't describe it. Oh, Our Lady now is coming forward in the light. Oh, Our Lady is dressed in the most beautiful white gown. It's very full, and it's such a pure white. It appears like the white of a sugar. It's so clear. Oh, now Our Lady is carrying in her right hand a scapular. It's a very large brown scapular. I can't see any figures upon it, but it is a brown cloth, and it has also a brown string. It's exceptionally large. And Our Lady now is removing her rosary. She's carrying the large white rosary with the beautiful golden Our Fathers. Now Our Lady is taking the crucifix and placing it upon her lips like this, and holding it forward in front of her and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is coming down. She looks so beautiful. Our Lady has on her head a crown, but it's a circlet. It looks like a circlet of diamonds, a most beautiful crown. It has golden webbing, but above each tip, it's a point, like a triangular point. I can count them. One, two. Our Lady is bending her head forward, so I can count the beautiful points. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. For the Eucharist, my child. Eight for the Eucharist. On top of the point, the golden points, made like the Trinity, is a beautiful star like diamond. Oh. Now Our Lady is coming over to our left side, and Michael is coming forward. It's quite windy because Michael has on also a long white robe, like gown. It's a gown tied about the waist with this, it's a cord. It's a beige cord like material. Now Michael doesn't have any, slippers or sandals upon his feet. Our lady is wearing white sandals, and they're made of two V-like straps, and on the tips of her feet are beautiful golden rosettes. Our lady calls them rosettes. The baby roses, golden roses. My child, I bring to you a sad truth, one that must be made known to mankind. In doing this, my child, you must proceed without fear. It must be made known to mankind. Our dear beloved vicar, Pope Paul VI, he suffers much at the hands of those he trusts. My child, shout it from the rooftops. He is not able to do his mission. They have laid him low, my child. He is ill. He is very ill. Now there is one who is ruling in his place, an imposter created from the minds of the agents of Satan. Plastic surgery, my child. The best of surgeons were used to create this imposter. Shout from the rooftops. He must be exposed and removed. Behind him, my child, there are three who have given themselves to Satan. You do not receive the truth in your country and the world. Your vicar is a prisoner.
The first sorrowful mystery, Jesus suffers the agony.
Antonio Casaroli, you shall condemn your soul to hell. Giovanni Benelli, what road have you taken? You are on the road to hell and damnation. The Lord, leader of evil, take yourselves from among those traitors. You are not unknown to the Eternal Father. You consort with the synagogue of Satan. Do you think you shall not pay for the destruction of souls in my son's house?
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
The Antichrist, the forces of evil, have gathered my children within the eternal city. You must make it known to mankind that all that is coming from Rome is coming from darkness. The light has not passed that way.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
The appearance in public is not Paul the Sixth. It is the imposter Pope. Medication of evil has dulled the brain of the true Pope, Pope Paul the Sixth. They send into his veins poison to dull his reasoning and paralyze his legs. What evil creature have you opened the doors to the eternal city and admitted? The agents of Satan.
Hail Mary.
You plan to remove the eternal Father from your hearts and the hearts of those who you seek to deceive. you scatter the flock.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
My children,
the fruit of thy womb.
You must now pray for the light. You must know the truth.
Hail Mary.
All that is given to you is being sent from the traitorous heart of those who have seized power in the eternal city of Rome. My child, you will be mocked for this message. You will be scorned by many, but you are bringing the truth. The enemies within the eternal city have opened the doors wide and allowed the enemies of God to enter. They consort with the devil. You will cleanse your city. You will send out the traitors. Excommunicate the wrongdoers who do not repent of their sin. What does it gain a man if he gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his soul? Your gathering in worldly wealth shall give you no passport to heaven. Come out of the darkness. The red hearts have fallen, and the purple heart is being misled. Cardinal against cardinal, bishop against bishop, all that is rotten shall fall. Blood shall flow in the streets. Revolution upon revolution.
Hail Mary.
Do you not know? Have you learned nothing from the past history of mankind that the Father will chastise those he loves? Awaken! You have fallen asleep, our pastors. You shall not follow as sheep to the slaughter. Those pastors who have given themselves to Satan. Those pastors who have sold themselves to the world of Satan. Many will sell their souls to get to the head. It is the diabolical plan of Satan to have the hate of the world turn to the vicar, Pope Paul VI, in Rome. The plan of Satan is to heap upon his shoulders all the error and wrongdoing. However, those who he has trusted have betrayed him, have now assumed complete control of his mission. There are, in figurative language, my child, three popes now in Rome. Three popes, my child, not counting Pope Paul VI. Three men who are being directed by Satan. You cannot accept now what comes from Rome, for they do not come, these bulls and these directions are not written by the pen of Pope Paul VI. They are written by the pen of Benet and Veralt. They have given direction, my children, to Antonio Cassaroli to infiltrate into the high places of the public, conducting of emissaries from Rome to all nations of the world agents of Satan. Do you not know now why the good have been persecuted? Do you not know why the hands now shake the hand of this devil? The enemies of God?
The Lord is with thee.
Your world is revolving into a crucible of suffering. The children of God shall be persecuted. But persevere, my children, for your reward is great in heaven. The time will come without prayer and atonement of mankind. The time will come when those who are upon earth will envy those that have passed on and are dead. Father against son, mother against daughter, brother against sister. To all who have even the slightest glimmer of light of truth, they will say, has insanity fallen upon mankind? Man is slowly reducing his nature to that of animals. Sin has become a way of life. Immorality, debasement, debauchery, all manner of vice and evil floods your country and the countries of earth. How long do you think the Eternal Father shall tolerate this conduct? My children, my voice carries far throughout your world. I come to you as a mediatrix between God and man. I bring you a warning from heaven. Your country, the United States and Canada, shall be cleansed by trial. You have a balance in your country, my children. Only a few, a minority, have held back your just punishment. The Eternal Father is keeping count. Only He has the final decision. My child, your country now is wallowing in a cesspool of corruption. Corruption in the highest places. They have cast aside the knowledge and honor of their God, where they have set up wealth, fortune, and power as an idol of worship. They have set man up as an idol of worship.
For our salvation, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Parents of good heart and faith, continue to gather your children in your homes. Instill in their hearts the knowledge and truth of their God. For when they leave your homes, they are going out like innocent sheep into pastures, beset by ravenous wolves.
Full of praise, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
I must, my child, make it known at this time that you must go back in the immediate years and bring the knowledge to mankind that these changes, the changes that have given bad fruits, have not been given to you through the Holy Spirit and through your vicar, Pope Paul VI. It is the web of Satan reaching out.
Blessed and art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of...
Many are now, my child, puppets. The strings are being pulled by Vanelli, Volt, and Casaroli, and their followers.
And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us
my child, you must work with great haste to spread this message throughout the world.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou.
I cannot give you the future at this time, my child, but you must now proceed. For the future is now, my child. The future is now. You will continue to receive many photographs, my child. Much must be kept in secret, for they are instruments for your mission. I have sent you out on several missions, trips, my child, for a reason. However, it is a good lesson to learn that the more you go out among men, the less you will feel of peace of spirit. That is why I have directed you in the past to retire from your world. You must understand, my child, that a degree of grace has been given to you and others. Mankind would not understand without the help of the Eternal Father. You must remain in your circle of light. For those who have not joined this circle will not understand you, for you will speak to them in matters of the spirit, and you will speak them in a foreign tongue to them. Yes, my child, it is a special grace to recognize the photographs and to join the mission from heaven. There must be a constant vigilance of prayer throughout the world. Your beads of prayer, your rosary, shall bring many graces to you and your families. I have many times cautioned you and all of my children against the use of the diabolical machine, your television. There will be no excuses accepted for having these in your presence.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit.
They are destroyers of the soul and corruptors of the mind. They take you from your moments of meditation. They take you from reading the words of a good book, your Bible. They present to you a way of life that is not akin to the way of your God. My child, you must find a good soul who will continue to print and send out to the world the true prayers of your faith. Experimentation by your pastors has led to much soul corruption. There is no novelty in heaven. There is no need to change. For when man becomes discontented, he seeks a change. And it is most often not for the better. You see, my child, the three spirits of light I just sent across your sky, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Three doves, my child. They follow me across the world. The day will come when I will direct them to a light at my statue's feet. No, my child, you will not be concerned what to do with them, for they will return with me.
Let us pray.
Remember, my child, you must read the photographs carefully. Now Our Lady is holding out her rosary. It's a beautiful golden crucifix upon it. And she's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
In the name of the Father and of the Son.
Now Our Lady is coming a little closer. My child, you are becoming scrupulous. You must not concern yourself of my direction, but to follow it without self-will. You will direct your will only to the Eternal Father with confidence. I assure you, my child, all will appear before your very eyes. When you are giving the names I give you, my child, you are not judging, because you must remember you are a voice box. Now, my child, you must be seated, for there is much work to continue with. Continue the prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. Sky, now, it's a very strange round, it's a ball-like figure, but it's almost like a quarter moon. It's a very strange light. Oh, now, just beyond the light, all the sky is beginning to clear. And all, Jesus now is coming forward through the light. Oh, he's there. All who are able, please kneel and do respect to our Lord Jesus. Now, Jesus does not have anything on his feet. I can see his bare feet, and he has on a beige-colored gown, and it's tied about the waist with a cord. It's a darker brown cord, almost like a hemp, and he has about his shoulders his burgundy cape, and it's blowing. It must be very windy, too, up there, because the cape is blowing. Now, Jesus is coming down quite close now. He's coming over to our left now, standing just by the tree. Now, he's placing his hands out in front of him like this. His two fingers are raised forward, and he's making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And now he's rising. Oh, it's just...
Oh, to watch his beautiful Jesus does not walk. He just carried, like on the wind, as though he's weightless. And he's smiling. Now Jesus is coming over toward the center of our view here. And just above Our Lady's statue, and he's looking down. Now he's touching his lips. That means I must listen. My child, my mother continues to direct you well. You must hasten to send the message throughout the world. Time is running out. Do not be concerned of those who cast aside the message. Your only concern will be to give this message to them. Of their free will, they are being given the chance to come back onto the road or to leave it forever by going the way of the world. My child, do not be affrighted. Do not be fearful of the message given to you by my mother. The truth must come to the light. There are grave dangers ahead for mankind. If he proceeds on his present course of soul destruction, the world will be cleansed by a baptism of fire. All that is rotten must fall. In this crucible of suffering, many of the good must carry a heavy cross. The world will reject the message of the Spirit, for their hearts have been hardened and their ears are closed. The road to the eternal kingdom is a narrow road, and when you leave it, my children, it is difficult to return. You must now wait and watch in the days ahead. My mother has directed you well. She has prepared you for this future, which is now. All who are of well spirit will go through these times with much hope, perseverance, and fortitude, in the knowledge that the victory is with heaven. It is a testing of mankind. The sheep shall be separated from the goats. My child, you must warn your bishop that we have watched him and found him wanting. Shall he remain counted with the goats? Pray for him, but make it known to him that we look into his heart. My child, my mother has directed you as a voice box. You will give the message to the world exactly as she gave it to you, never concerning yourself of opinion. Now Jesus is placing his hand out in front of him like this. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now it's getting much darker. Oh, it's getting very dark, except for Jesus. Now the light is very bright about Jesus, and he's going over to our right side, and he's looking down, and placing his hand out in front of him, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you, my children, as my mother blesses you, with the light of eternity. Know that in the days ahead, you will be given the grace of seeing miracles appear before your very eyes. They will not go unrecognized, for you will test the spirits. All that is rotten will fall, and by the fruits will they be known. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Jesus is going up. He's like floating, being carried on the wind backwards. He hasn't turned around, he's smiling, but he's just rising very high into the sky. Oh, now he's touching his lips. My child, you will continue now with your prayers of atonement, and we do not wish that you remain with the lighting of the candles. Yes. Mm-hmm. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, sitting at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From then he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.